Welcome to episode 27 of HACCP Mentor Review. This is another jam-packed episode where we look at how to select your approved suppliers, considering rework in your HACCP plan, and getting the right product in the right packaging. We also talk about a rare parasite causing some issues at the moment, and I unveil a project that I have been working on for quite a while. Right product, right packaging. There's been many food recalls undertaken due to the finished product being packed into the incorrect packaging. Some people might say that this is a no-brainer, but it's amazing how many food companies have actually got this wrong at some point in time. To make sure that this does not happen in your workplace, there are a few things that you can do. The most obvious is to make sure that the correct packaging is actually on the production line and a startup check has been undertaken. This check should verify the right packaging and the right product is in place. Getting somebody to actually write out the product name, the packaging name, and the packaging batch code is a better verification method rather than just ticking a box on a form to say that the check has been done. To make this verification stronger, always get somebody else to double check. I finally found the time to finish a project that I have been working on for quite a while. HACCP Manual is a service to help you develop, review and organise your food safety and quality manual. You can check it out at www.hacCPmanual.com, and if you have any feedback I would truly appreciate it, so just send me an email to amanda@hacCPmentor.com. A food poisoning outbreak continues this episode with a rare parasite called Cyclospora. As of July 26, 2013, 353 cases have been reported to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Investigations in the USA-based outbreak have not implicated any food source as yet, although previous outbreak investigations reported by the CDC have linked this parasite to various types of fresh produce. How do you select your approved suppliers? One of the requirements of a certified food safety and quality system is to have in place procedures for the selection of a new food supplier and the ongoing approval of any existing suppliers to your food business. So let's run through some of the different criteria that you can use to approve a supplier and to monitor their ongoing performance. Third-party certification to a recognised HACCP standard, for example, SQF, BRC, ISO 22000, on-site audits, completion of supplier questionnaire forms, receival checks for quality and food safety parameters, conformance certificates or certificates of analysis, risk assessment of the supplier's product or service. I would suggest using a combination of these methods in association with a risk assessment. Whichever method or methods that you choose, just make sure that you retain all documentation to be able to show the external auditor during your certification audits. If you would like to share your method of approving suppliers, please leave a comment on our website below this episode. Have you considered rework in your HACCP plan? Rework can be considered as being unincorporated food product that will be used at another time or used in another process or a food product. Because of the potential hazards associated with rework, it's essential that you have considered rework in your HACCP plan. Now, this is something that I commonly see when I do audit, that people have not considered rework. Common hazards associated with rework include microbiological, chemical, physical, and allergen cross-contamination. Take the opportunity to review your flow process chart and your hazard analysis tables to check if rework has been considered. In fact, that can be your action item for this episode. Thank you to everyone who has commented on episode 26 of HACCP Mentor Review regarding the difference between verification and validation. There have been some great responses which explain and define the difference simply and easily. That's another episode done and dusted, so as always, please feel free to share this episode with your colleagues or post to your social network. Until next time, I'm, as always, Amanda Evans from HACCPmentor.com.